Would like to begin a, Lord willing, what will be a four-part series on Sunday evenings over the next 4 weeks that deals with your heart. You know, the Bible has a whole lot to say about our hearts. When's the last time you had a checkup? A physical checkup. Now, the chances are, the older you are, the less time it's been, right? That's some reason they want us to come in there a lot more frequently the older you get. If you're young, you may not even know what I'm talking about, right? What's a checkup? I hadn't been sick, and so I don't go to the doctor. Well, eventually they like you to come whether you're sick or not. Now, I have some theories about that, you know, about what they're really after. But the Lord had laid this on my heart a number of weeks ago and began to look through it. I think it will help us as we're laying the foundation for our hearts to be ready for revival. As many of you know, 2 years ago, I had a heart incident. Actually started probably about 16 or 17 years ago. My heart kind of did some crazy things, and I ended up going to the hospital and had what they call atrial fibrillation, the upper part of my chambers of my heart, don't want to pump right, and learned a lot about your heart, your physical heart. There's a lot goes on in those little things. Actually, in the upper part of your heart, you actually have a little fuse box, and from those fuses run out wires to each chamber of your heart, and it tells that chamber when it's supposed to beat and when it's not supposed to beat. And sometimes they can get crossed up and cause your heart to do crazy things, and sometimes they can just not fire at all. And we thought that it was probably just a single incident, but then 2 years ago, I was preaching here on a Wednesday night upstairs and finished the message and closed my eyes and thought I was going to wake up on the floor. I just about passed out. And so eventually decided to go to the hospital after my left arm started tingling, you know, and I'd heard, yeah, that's probably not a good thing. And drove myself to the hospital. I know. My mother's already talked to me about it, all right, so you don't need to. Drove myself to the hospital that evening, and through a process of events, they were trying to get my heart started. It was racing about 150 beats a minute, something like that. It was pounding out my throat. I could feel it in my throat. So they started giving me medicine to try to regulate it. It was out of rhythm, and all kinds of junk was going on. And your heart's supposed to sound like doo 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 doo. Mine was like, you know, it's like they hooked it up. I'm like, you know, that doesn't sound good. It's just, you know, no wonder I feel this way. Well, they eventually gave me enough medicine that my heart stopped completely. Last thing I remember was looking at the doctor and saying, this room's getting really small. He said, what do you mean? I said, like, really small. Next thing I know, I wake up and this lady's standing over top of me with those two things. And she's like, oh, you're back with us. I'm like, yes, I am. Because I've heard if you hit me with those things when I'm awake, that is not fun, you know. I'm here. It's good, you know. I have a doctor. He's a Korean doctor. The Lord worked it out. He, from my understanding, he's one of the leading cardiologists in this area and even the country, perhaps. His name is Dr. Liu, and he talks real fast and real concise. And when I go see him, he says something like this. You do okay? I'm doing fine. You take medicine? Yes, I take my medicine. You take big aspirin? That's what he said. Big aspirin? I take a big aspirin. You okay? I'm fine. Good. That's it. I'm like, wow, you know, I don't know why I go to this guy, right? He just fills out these paperwork. So this, they've been calling me for an appointment. I'm supposed to go. I thought it was once a year. Apparently they thought it was every 6 months. And so finally this week they called and didn't ask me for an appointment. They said, Mr. Ogle, your appointment is scheduled for February, whatever, whatever, you know. And well, I can call and cancel that. You know, I don't really need any pills right now. Now, you may ask, what was the end result? Well, I take a pill every day that regulates my heart. Now, I have no idea how it does that. How does a pill tell my electrical impulses in my heart to beat? Beyond me. But when I take it, most of the time it works. All right? I'll fill you in on that in just a little bit, okay? But I brought this tonight because I want to use it as an illustration. Though I don't understand this process, this pill is actually a little gray pill. I take it every morning, and it regulates that. Eventually, the pills won't work. He told me that. He said, these pills won't work. The next step, he said, really bad. I was like, okay. He said, or you can have a pacemaker. So that's where I'm headed. Eventually, that's what will happen with me. I've been doing great. Until today, believe it or not. I was sitting in my chair this afternoon about 2 o'clock, and I thought, my heart just stopped beating right. I was like, that was kind of strange. If you've never had this before, it's really weird to explain to you, but you can actually feel your heart fluttering in your chest. I mean, you literally can feel it, okay? So I sat there and I thought, it's okay. Yeah. It did it again and again and again and again and again. I finally looked at Lisa and said, might want to come listen to my heart. That's not a good sign in our house, by the way, when that happens. So she came and listened to it, and I said, there it is. And she said, you're right, it was. So my heart, even tonight on the platform, is jumping around. I said to her, maybe the Lord just wanted you to have a really live illustration, but I hope all I have to do is tell you about it. I hope he don't give you any other kind of illustration tonight, right? But if I pass out, somebody come. No, this won't do me any good tonight. But I'll get to this in just a little bit. Take your Bibles, if you would, please, tonight, and turn to Jeremiah chapter 17. You say, are you going to pass out on us? That's possible. But, you know, Pastor Surrett said football players can play with cast on, so preachers are to preach hurt. So if I pass out in the pulpit tonight, it's his fault. All right. He can come up here and finish the message after they get me out of here, all right? Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9. I can see all the grandmothers in here going, you are crazy, you know that? I know that, but the Bible says in Jeremiah 17 verse 9, we could all quote it. The heart is deceitful above how many things? That's a pretty powerful statement. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Now, the word heart in the Word of God refers more to just that actual mechanism that's pumping right now in my chest and your chest, pumping thousands of times in a day. It's referring to all that's within us, what makes us up inside, our mind, will, and emotions, if you will. And it's deceitful. Don't you love people when they say, well, just follow your heart? The problem is our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked, the Bible tells us. The Word of God has a lot to say about the heart. And over the next 4 weeks, Lord willing, we'll look at the majority of those texts, probably not all of them, but the majority of them. One year when I was reading through my Bible, I circled every time the word heart was used in the Word of God. And it is amazing how many times that word is used. The heart, the Bible tells us, reveals what you really are. Proverbs 19 and verse 21 says, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Proverbs 27 and verse 19, as in water, face answereth to face, so the heart of man to man. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 through 35. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 through 19. But those things which proceed out of the mouth cometh forth from the heart and defile the man. For out of the heart perceiveth evil thoughts, murders, adulterers, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Luke 6 and verse 45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. The Bible tells us that our heart must be guarded in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issue of life. So I'd like to just preach a simple message to you tonight entitled Heart Problems. Heart Problems. We all have heart disease. Every one of us. My physical heart is diseased, and eventually we'll have to have an electronic thing put in it to help it beat right. But every one of your hearts spiritually is diseased, and you need help regulating it on a daily basis. And if you're not taking your pills, not going to work. You're going to have problems. And so I'd like us to look at a number of things tonight. Number one, the cause of heart problems. What is the cause of the heart problem? Well, the Bible says here, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We were born with a diseased heart. Every one of us. I don't care how good you think you are, or what kind of family you were born into, or what part of the country you were born into, or whatever. We were all born with a diseased heart. It's called sin. And it corrupted that heart and made it the most desperately wicked thing God knows on earth, our own heart. The cause of heart problems. Well, let's look at number two, the checkup on heart problems. How do we then check up? I go to the doctor periodically, and typically about every year or so, they put electrocardiogram, I think is what it is. I'm not sure. Joan, is that what it is? All the little things all over you? Yeah. They put them all over me, like all over, you know. All them things are all good. And then they clip these little things all to them, you know, and they read out this little thing, and then they put it in my chart and compare it to last year and all that kind of stuff. And then they give me other tests and things like that, because they're trying to figure out, is your heart beating right? I don't know why you pay thousands of dollars for that. She can just listen to it and tell you it's not beating right. Nope, it's not right. What is the cause or the checkup on our heart problems? What do we do when our heart has a problem? Well, the Bible says in Psalm chapter 139, verse 23 and 24, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So we go to God and say, okay, God, what's wrong with this heart? Is there something there? Search me, O God. Figure out what's going on within me. Because, now don't miss this, because your heart will deceive you. In other words, it'll tell you, well, wait a minute, I'm fine. I'm fine. Matter of fact, as I studied this message this week, I plan to give you that opening illustration and then say, I hadn't had any problems since. Okay. I thought it was going along fine. I haven't missed any of these. I take them, you know, very good. But our heart will deceive us. We may think things are fine. That's when we ask God to search us. But not only will God do it, but the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. What does it do? Piercing even dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So not only will God search us, but the word of God will search us. It gets to that very issue. And I'm sure you've experienced that, where you're reading along and didn't even recognize there was a problem there. Maybe an attitude or a thought or whatever. And all of a sudden, in your personal reading in the morning, it's like, oh, wow. I've been violating that verse right there. That's, again, why it's important to be in this book every day. Because it checks up and says, okay, how are things going here? What's taking place? Because you could go days and weeks without actually diagnosing the heart problem. But the heart problem is there. The doctor believes that I could have had this heart problem for maybe 15 or 20 years before it was first diagnosed. Matter of fact, he said to me specifically, he said, I don't know how they let you in the Marine Corps. I was thinking, is it their fault? Because, I mean, you know, maybe I can get something out of the government, right? That's what everybody's doing today. But it can go undiagnosed. And ultimately, not from this issue, I'm not going to drop over of a heart attack, okay? I'm not saying I won't drop over. I'm just saying from this issue. The problem with this issue is a long-term problem. In other words, eventually, if my heart is not pumping right, the blood that's passing through there will begin to form little bitty tiny, basically little spots. And those spots can break off, enter your bloodstream, and cause a massive stroke. Or it could cause a heart attack. Sometimes that's 10, 20, 30 years down the line. You know, spiritually we're that way sometimes. We think, well, okay, there's a little bit of issue here, but it's really not that big of a deal. But it's beginning to cause problems in your heart, though unseen. And eventually, wham, something happens. And now I've got problems. So how do I check up on my heart problems? Ask God to search me. Spend time in the Word of God, because it will search all the way down and it'll point right there. That's the issue. That's what's going on in your heart. So not only do we see the cause of heart problems, the checkup on heart problems, but the cleansing of heart problems. How then do I deal with my heart problems? We quoted this verse this morning, but it's very simply. The Bible says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Verse 8 rarely is quoted. Verse 10 is rarely quoted in that. We usually quote 9 and 11. Matter of fact, I did this morning. But listen to verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. How do we cleanse our heart from problems? Again, we get time in this book. And we allow the Word of God, as we apply it to our lives consistently, to cleanse us of those things. When I first started taking this, I was in the hospital on Wednesday evening. I was in intensive care, actually, Wednesday evening through about Thursday midday, and was in the hospital until Friday midday, and they let me out. And he gave me this prescription. He said, now you need to start taking this, though it's probably not going to work right now. You're going to still have incidences, and I did all weekend. Matter of fact, I don't remember if you know, but I came that Sunday morning to church. I shouldn't have, but I did. And boy, by the time I left here, my heart was giving me fits. It took a while for this to begin to take effect, for it to begin to solve the problem. Now, I don't know what's going on right now. Maybe this is not strong enough. Maybe it's already gone to the stage that he warned me was coming, that this no longer is going to work. That's a possibility. I don't know that yet. But it's going to take some time to work through this. The cleansing of heart problems. All right, that's why I daily apply this word. Even though I can't see it happening, and I may not even be able to explain it happening, I still, if you will, take the pill of the Word of God, the medicine of the Word of God, daily, because it's going to help me with those heart problems, even though I may not be able to explain it all. And number 4, what's the cure for heart problems? Well, verse 9 of Jeremiah 17 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Don't you love verse 10? "I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." In other words, God answers his own question. Who can know it? God says, "I do. I search the heart. I know what's happening inside of there. I can give you a just judgment." You understand that all doctors are guessers. That's the truth. They take a series of testing that's eliminated or told them some things, and then they make an educated guess. I was told by a really good nurse one time, good doctors are good guessers, bad doctors are bad guessers. This is the bottom line. They're guessing. Based upon this series of things, here's what we think is happening with your heart. God's not a guesser. He's not a guesser. He's not guessing. Well, let's try this. No, that didn't work. Let's try this. No, okay. Let's try. No. No, he knows exactly what we need. And he's already written it out for us. Spend time in God's word. Psalms chapter 44 and verse 21 says, "Shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart." God knows exactly what's taking place in my heart. Even when I may not understand it. Even when I go, I wonder what's happening. The first thing my wife and I did this afternoon said, "Okay, what's changed? What we do different?" I didn't have caffeine. I'm not supposed to have it. I do have it every once in a while, but I'm not supposed to. I usually can tell when I have it because my heart does speed up a little bit, but it doesn't do exactly this, and so I hadn't done that. And so we went through a variety of things. We may have pinpointed a potential problem there, but we don't really know. We're guessing. But God does. When it comes to our spiritual condition, God knows what's going on. He's not guessing. We have choices then. We have some choices. Just like I have with my doctor. I don't only take this every day, but I take, as he puts it, a big aspirin. So don't cut me because I'll bleed, all right? It's a blood thinner is basically what a big aspirin does. So I take that every day as well. Why? Because he told me to. That's why. Do you know I trust him? He came in and said he was a heart doctor. You know, I haven't seen his diploma. I haven't. I was told by nurses, "Oh, you have Dr. Lou. That's good. He's a good doctor." But I don't know them either. So, in some respects, I'm placing my life with someone that I really don't know. We get this filled at Walmart. That may be dangerous, but nevertheless, I don't know the pharmacist. Not talk to them. They've given me the option. "Would you like to talk to the pharmacist?" "No." "Take the pill." "Isn't that what it tells me to do?" "Yeah, it does." "Okay, take the pill." I don't know what's in here. I have no clue. I don't even know if it says. I don't think it does. But I don't have any idea. I don't have any idea what's in here. Do you see how much we trust people all the time with really what's critical decisions? And yet we don't trust the God who put us together and said, "Hey, here's your medicine. I want you to take that every day. I'm not going to be able to explain how it's going to help you. I just want you to take it every day and consistently apply it to your life." It's interesting. I brought my glasses. Don't laugh at me. All right. People have said, "Pastor, is that a big enough Bible for you?" For now, it's super giant print, but it may get to a point where it won't be. But this is not super giant print, but this is an interesting statement. It says, "Take or use this medicine exactly as directed." Do not skip doses or discontinue unless directed by your doctor. Wouldn't it be good if we had one of those stickers to put on our Bible? Use this medicine exactly as directed by the great physician. Do not skip doses or discontinue unless directed by him. But we don't do that. In some respects, I trust a man that I really don't know. And I distrust a God who died on a cross for me. Because I really don't think this book's going to help me. I could choose not to take the medicine. And if I made an appointment this week, which I may not, my wife may, but I may not. and he walked in to me and said, "You having problems?" "Yes, sir." "You been taking your medicine?" "Nope." "Now what?" "Take your medicine. I gave you the medicine. If you're not taking it, it's not going to help you." "Oh, doc, I thought just sitting it by my bed would help. Matter of fact, sometimes I move it to the middle of my coffee table and put it in a prominent place." Doesn't help us if we don't take it, does it? I could have a bunch of these bottles sitting around the house. I don't know if I could put one of these bottles on my iPad, but I mean, I could probably get the information on it. But we do that with the Bible, don't we? I mean, it's there. It's at our fingertips. But we don't take the prescription. And some of you tonight will walk out of here and you'll harden your heart. I'm not going to listen to the great physician. Romans chapter 1 and verse 21 says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 18 says, "Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." Every time you choose not to listen to the great physician, you're hardening your heart one more time. And it's going to get to a point where what fixes it is more drastic than what would have solved the problem. Got to spend time in the Word to allow it to change you, just like I have to take this. I might even think today, well, this medicine obviously didn't work today. But in the morning, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it. Until the doctor tells me otherwise, I'm going to take it. My wife said, she keeps looking at me, "You okay? You okay?" "I'm fine." I'm not ready to take the next train out. I'll let you know what's going on here, right? I want to do what he tells me to do. We need to do that with our spiritual lives. And as we move towards revival, and I've said this already, I'm going to keep saying it. We don't need to wait until the evangelist gets here to start getting our hearts prepared. We need to prepare them now. Allow the Word of God to enrich us now so that when He walks in the door, we have a spirit of revival ready to go. Is your heart ready? How's the checkup tonight? Great physician has just the tools you need. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the Word of God and its sufficiency. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that even in a physical heart, you're in control of that. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength to preach this message tonight. Oh, Lord, you know the hearts of our people out here. Some people have tried to fool outward men that they're okay, but you know exactly what's there. Lord, will your people tonight allow you to search their heart? If they will, you'll point out those areas in which they're wrong. Your Spirit work in this invitation, Lord, we pray. Heads bowed and eyes closed. It's heart checkup time. When's the last time you asked God to do a heart inspection on you? Or just say, how are things going? Lord, search me. Try me. Know my heart. Lord, see if there be any wicked way in me. Would you pray that tonight? Would you just take a few moments to say, Lord, search me tonight? I'm going to ask the pianist to start playing that hymn, Search Me, O God, and Know My Heart. Maybe you need to come here tonight and bow before Him, maybe right there in your chair. If God places something on your heart, would you say, okay, Lord, I'm going to solve that right now. I'm going to apply the Word of God to that particular area. Now, if we can help you do that, we'd love to.